It's 7:30 on KVMR, and now it's time for all the news you never knew you needed to know until now. Here's Travis T. Hipp.
Well, the word is that Israel will not send Benjamin Netanyahu to the 47-nation UN conference on nuclear weapons, etc., that's scheduled for Tuesday this coming week in New York. The situation is that Israel has never admitted that they've got atomic weapons, which everybody knows they do, and we have never pressured them to join on the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, which they have never signed, making them the test case or the perfect example, poster child, if you will, for the complaints that we are lodging against Iran, who haven't even developed their weapons yet. So with that prospect of a discussion on those issues at the UN, the Israelis have decided not to show up for this, in spite of the fact that they are the only nuclear-powered courant in the Middle East. Interesting aspect of that is that the new policy by the United States has announced would put Israel over the border as well. The situation in various places, I was a little premature. It's not really anarchy in Kyrgyzstan. The people have sacked the government buildings, burned a number of them, are looting throughout the business district of the capital, have taken control of one of the local radio stations, and have pretty much neutralized elements of the military. But it turns out there is a parliamentary system in the country. They do have an opposition party which is now claiming that they are in charge. They have a defense minister who claims that he is in charge. They still have a president, although he's been chased out of the capital. He claims to still be somewhere in the country, and therefore he's still in charge. But it isn't anarchy because the people haven't taken charge yet. Meanwhile, the same thing applies in Bangkok, Thailand, where the Red Shirt Rebellion against the current military-backed dictatorship is going on, the seizure of downtown buildings and a television station. The government eventually pulled the plug on the TV station, but not until there'd been a broadcast of rebel demands for the resignation of the government. Things do get interesting every spring. Speaking of which, in Denmark, the Carlsberg Brewery, which has always had a policy that you can drink as much of the product as you want, as long as you don't be drunk on the job, has now changed its rules, and you can't drink beer except in the cafeteria and during your lunch break. In protest, 250 brewery workers walked out yesterday on a momentary strike. The U.S. Navy is banning smoking on submerged submarines. That is a long-expected step. I mean, when you're recirculating the same air for months at a time, the question of secondhand smoke becomes critical. Commanding officers will still have the option to allow men to smoke on deck, provided the sub is on the surface. One wonders sometime. Bart Stupak, the kink in the rope that was made eventually to hang on the health care bill, he was the one that hung it up over the anti-abortion issue and language. Bart Stupak will not run for re-election after 9 terms, facing a really hardcore resistance from, among others, the Tea Party gang. Stupak from Upper Michigan is going to retire while it's still easy and take his money with him. That leaves it open, and it could mean another seat lost to the Democrats. Upper Michigan, fairly conservative area on most issues. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hipp on the KVMR Nevada City. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.